Stinker's Tales from Port Stephens.
Well, Stinker, this is about series number 4, I reckon, that we're here and we're in Port Stephens, but this time we're on the other side of Port Stephens. Last time we're on Nelson Bay, Fingal Bay side. We've been out to Broughton Island as well. Here we're back at Karua, and we're looking at the Karua Bridge as we speak. Now, tell me about this area and why it's a, you know, it's got a lot of history and it's also got some fishing as well and oysters.
Oh, this is one of my, I love this place. Karua's got a real heartbeat. It was forgotten, well, it was feared to be forgotten when the bypass went through and everyone sort of drove past Karua. But now people are wising up and saying, let's go and have a look at this place. And when they're coming here, they're getting a real surprise. But if you're a fish, this is the first place I'd live, you know.
Why say you could get caught or not get caught?
Well, it's like living in a supermarket here. You're surrounded by food, particularly brim. Now, the best food for brim, what brim love most of all, is a good feed of oysters.
And really? They like oysters?
Oh, brim love oysters, particularly young oysters with thin shells that they can crunch. Well, you see. So, in fact, you can use oysters for bait to catch brim.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's only one problem with using oysters. Well, there's a couple of problems,
actually. You know what I reckon one of those problems are?
What's that?
I'd rather eat the oysters than use them as bait.
Well, that's one. Well, actually, now there's three problems. You've got to try not to eat it. But then you've got to try and get it on the hook because it's very, very soft. And then you've got to cast it out. Now, when you're in that going to cast it out, of course, it's going to fly off. Well, to overcome that, an Aboriginal lady said, we know how to do it. We know how to use oysters for bait to catch brim. We get a leaf or a strip of bark, and we put the hook in the oyster and then the oyster on the leaf, and then the leaf floats down with the tide, pay out line, until you get to where you want the hook and the oyster to be, and then a little tiny tug and the oyster and the hook will come off the leaf and sink down into brim country.
Yeah.
And then whammo, you got him on. How about that?
We're on the jetty, okay, here, and look, it's just picturesque. We've got boats that are anchored off in the area just away from us here. We've got a couple of sailing boats, beautiful sailing boats, and as I mentioned before, the bridge. If you came here, if you're bringing someone here and to take them fishing, where do you go? You're going to throw a line in off this jetty, or you're going to go up further up around there near the bridge? Where are you going to go?
Well, firstly, you've got to come here with a plan, you see. What do you want to catch? There are so many things that you can catch around Karua. And we've spoken about brim. And you don't have to use oysters to catch brim. You can use a prawns or a fresh fillet of mullet to catch brim. And that's around. Anywhere there's an oyster, there's a brim.
Mm-hmm.
The bridge, as you've mentioned, is what we call a structure. Now, there are big fish that hang around structures, particularly mulloway. Mm-hmm. And it is one of the most famous fishing mulloway fishing spots in all of Port Stephens. Is right here in front of us, Hammo, around the Karua Bridge. When the tide slackens and steadies up, there's the big mulloway waiting under that bridge for smaller fish and prawns to swim past. They're waiting there right now.
Can you throw the line off the bridge? Do they fish off the bridge?
No. You'd have to get a boat. You'd have to get a boat. Yeah, you can't dangle off. And you wouldn't be able to pull one up there anyway because they're too big. They're big fish. And you couldn't pull one up that size of the bridge. But they're in there and they'd be there waiting right this minute. And there's only a few that really know how to catch them. You can catch them with live bait or popular these days are lures, lure fishing. And really good fishermen around Karua, and there's some really good fishermen around here. They use the the lures, and they catch beautiful fish. But further up into the river, of course, it's flathead country here, and magnificent flathead country. And again, plastics and baits will do the trick. But what this place is also famous for, it's famous for a lot of things, isn't it? It are crabs. Blue swimmer crabs in the channels, and mud crabs lumbering through the mangrove forest, which you can see under the bridge. See all those mangrove forests? Well, there'd be mud crabs looking at us as we speak.
If we get in a boat, let's say we're in Stinkpot, and we head that way, straight to the towards the big bridge at Karua and keep going,
yes,
where are we going to end up?
Well, you end up way up at Allworth, way up the Karua River to Allworth. It's a long way up. And then the feeder streams up there, where all the fresh water from the mountainous regions all feed into the Karua River. Then, of course, the Karua River feed into Port Stephens. This is vital. This country here is vital
to the health. Tell me, I've never heard of Allworth, so give me a spot that, further up that I would have heard of. Where do we end up?
Well, you probably haven't, because that's pretty much wilderness up there. There's a lot of wild country up there, but it's nearly all mangrove. And very, very exciting country, because that's where our waters flow through, and mangroves are so vital to the health of the river. And of the port. So the reason we catch fish in the port is because the river system is flowing through this really intricate system of mangrove swamps and channels. And by the time it gets in here, it's filtered and cleaned and ready to go.
That's beautiful.
It is.
And from here, if you're in Stinkpot, from here at Karua on the jetty, back to Fingal Bay, how long would that take you to get there, or how many nautical miles?
Well, that's a jolly good question. You can reach Fingal Bay from here. You could go to Sydney from here in Stinkpot if I had enough petrol, enough time, which would be a real challenge from Karua to Sydney. But we'd go down through here, past Tarlee, North Arm Cove, and then, of course, on the other side, the Swan Bay, and then Soldiers Point, and then we're starting to get down into Corlett and Nelson Bay, and then we go past Shoal Bay, on the other side, Tea Gardens and Hawk's Nest, which we're going to visit later in our trip, and then out through the Heads, between Tomaree in Stinkpot, putt-putt, straight through.
Putt-putt. Adventure begins, and we've started. We've got great weather, and I look forward to the next spot.
This is fun.